Hey everyone, welcome back to The Rural Report, the podcast where we grow ideas and harvest stories from local agriculturalists. Today is our third episode, and I'm your host, Brooklyn Dunn, the Carlisle County FFA Vice President, and I've also recently been selected as the Purchase Region FFA President, which is really awesome. I'm very proud. And I'm also the National FFA in the USA Reporter. Today, I wanted to come on here and talk about something that has been weighing very heavy on my heart and even heavier on my community's heart. I live in a rural community. It's cornfields as soon as you leave the school and cornfields until I get home. So rural life is our community's life. It's how we thrive. And something that simply is not talked about enough is mental health. Not only in the agricultural community, but also in our FFA chapters. So I wanted to start by talking about FFA culture and how this can weigh heavy on your mental health. I am not only very involved in our FFA chapter, but academics and varsity sports are also extremely important to me. And this balance can prove to be pretty difficult. I mean, whenever you have a basketball game that night and speaking day that morning, and you spent the last month practicing and writing speeches and preparing for events on top of keeping straight A's, it can be completely exhausting and so incredibly stressful. At one point, I was seriously considering pulling my hair out because the stress was getting to me. I was so committed to doing everything perfectly, having my speech perfectly written and perfectly memorized, but making sure I was well rested and ate the right food for my basketball game, and I studied for my Algebra 2 test and made sure that I kept up with all my schoolwork. And that can be pretty hard to balance. And I know that I'm not the only person in FFA who makes other activities a priority, because being in FFA is about leadership and growing yourself. And a lot of that is outside of FFA. And this balance almost became impossible for me. It caused me a lot of stress. And I realized that putting so much on my plate just so I can look successful is not always the best route you need to take. Sometimes simply saying no and putting yourself first is what you have to do. Also, as a part of FFA, there's a lot of leadership expectations from you, especially being on an officer team. As being recently selected to lead the Purchase Region, there's a lot of expectation for me there too. And it can be really hard to balance all of this at once. And sometimes you have to take a step back to safeguard your mental health. You do not want to put too much of a load on yourself that you get stressed out, because this can lead to burnout. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you are probably extremely passionate about agriculture. And the last thing you want is to be burned out because you put too much on your plate that is simply not enjoyable for you to do it anymore. Sometimes simply saying no to a competition or an activity because you can't handle the stress is okay. It does not make you weak. It doesn't mean that you can't handle big things. It means you're prioritizing yourself. Because if too much is on your plate, you're not going to give your 100% effort to every single thing. It's just not possible. And a lot of this comes from the fear of failure we see often in FFA. Well, if I don't study every night, I'm not going to do great on my AIC quiz. Or if I don't practice my speech, then I'm not going to be able to win it. And if I don't practice my officer questions and be the best person, I won't get the position I want. And this takes the fun out of FFA. Being in FFA is building your leadership skills, but also you should have a great time. You still want to do your best, but you come first. Giving it your all shouldn't come at the expense of your mental health. When you place your entire identity into this club, but still try to carry on everything else outside of that and completely stress yourself out, you're not going to keep your passion. You're going to lose that. And without passion, you really aren't going to be as successful as you want to be, because it's not going to be enjoyable. And when you underperform something that you've placed your whole identity in, that's going to take a much harder toll on you. So yes, in FFA, you want to do your best, but you also have to be secure in knowing that doing your best is enough, even if you underperform. Outside of FFA, mental health is something that is pretty hard. It's hard to think about and it's hard to really understand. But in agriculture as a whole, I honestly, when I was looking this up and doing my research, I didn't expect the numbers I came across. But mental health in agriculture is a bigger deal than is talked about and we realize. So, according to Farm Bureau, suicide rates are 2 to 5 times higher in agricultural workers than the general population. 2 to 5 times higher. And it's kind of hard to understand why could this be? Because 2 to 5 times higher is insane. And when we think of farmers, we think of some of the toughest people we know. But these tough people are also under a lot of stressors, such as the economics of it all, or the uncontrollable, such as the weather or crops don't turn out. And the added stigma of mental health in agriculture on top of all that. And sometimes we don't think about it because these people are so tough. But toughness does not take away from the importance of being vulnerable. And that's the stigma, the tough farmer stereotype. The stereotype kind of describes farmers as someone who must be tough at all times. Vulnerability means they're weak. I know many of us have farmer relatives, and I do myself, and not once have I seen this person cry or open up and talk to anyone. And I know that's hard because that's something that I find my peace in, is talking to others. But when we label farmers as these tough guys who do not have the ability to be vulnerable because that makes them weak, why would they open up? Why would they want to be weak? We have to stop putting this label on the people we love. A lot of times, this weakness and vulnerability leads to a refusal to seek help or break their silence because they're gonna feel shame. If they think that we're gonna see them as weak whenever they need to open up or express what they're feeling or seek help, they're not going to. They're not going to seek help if we keep up this stereotype. A lot of what we see in our agricultural world is the mindset that you just have to push through. It'll be okay. I can get over it. I just have to keep going and keep pushing. And this just invalidates their feelings and their thoughts because mental health issues are real and you can't just push through them. You have to seek help. And in my own community, we've kind of seen this as an example. Sometimes people that you see as the toughest, strongest, happiest people that you know, this good old farmer who's been around for generations, is dealing with stuff that you don't see. You don't see what he's going on. And us not asking him is the least helpful thing that we can do. Someone who may look so tough on the surface may be going through so much underneath. And just the stigma that surrounds talking about what's going on is going to keep that person from opening up. But fortunately, there's many ways that we can seek help when we're dealing with our own mental health issues, or we can help find help for someone else who may be going through something. In Kentucky, which is where I'm from, obviously, we have this really great organization called Raising Hope, and I actually got the opportunity to go to one of their events over the summer. But pretty much the ideas and motivations behind this group is to promote farmer welfare and safety. So what I went to over the summer was a demonstration, some examples of farmers that were not safe, that did not take the proper precautions. So it was kind of like an educational event about the importance of farmer safety. But also it was an opportunity to advocate about farmer mental health. So what we had to do is we went up and shook the guy's hand and we promised him that in an event that we got down, we were at our lowest point, and we just couldn't go through it anymore. Instead of making a permanent decision to solve a temporary problem, we shake his hand and we tell him that we'll come to him first. We'll come to somebody, we'll talk to somebody before we make that permanent decision about that temporary problem. And understand that these temporary problems may seem like life or death, the end of the world, but they seriously are temporary problems. There's also another organization which is funded by the USDA called the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. This program supports centers connecting ag workers to stress assistance and counseling. And a lot of times what I see whenever it comes to talking to somebody who is a professional going to counseling is that we live in a rural area, there are no counselors, which is true. My community, you have to drive 30 minutes to go seek help, get therapy, go to counseling. But this is not an excuse, because with the growing world online, there is so many ways to seek help through online therapy. There is so many different websites and programs that you can get into to seek help online, so you don't even have to leave your house. One of these is BetterHelp, which I was doing a little bit of research on, and this is something that interests you or interests somebody you may know. I would look into that, because simply rural areas can't be too far away. That excuse is no longer valid. And if you're listening to this podcast now and things are getting really tough for you, I urge you to write something down. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 988. If you are going through something and you're thinking about making a life-ending decision, please call this lifeline, because they seriously can help you seek the help that you need. My goal in creating this podcast is just to advocate for mental health in agriculture, because it is simply not talked about enough. We have to end the stigma. We have to stop people from labeling farmers and FFA members as these tough people that see vulnerability as weakness and can't cry and can't be hurt and can't be down, because that's going to invalidate the feelings that they have. And so they're not going to be able to seek help. My goal is that each and every person listening to this podcast realizes it's okay to put yourself first. When it comes to an event you want to do, but you're just too stressed out, it's okay to say no when it comes to safeguarding your own mental health. I also urge everyone, if you see something, say something. Don't let something just fly by, go under the radar that you kind of maybe see, because you could take the first step in helping save someone, helping someone get help. So if you see something at all, talk to that person, say something. Find ways to get them help. And lastly, I want everyone to understand that you matter. An event that happened in my community rippled through every single household, and each and every person has that same impact. So I urge you, if you find someone who needs help, or if you need help yourself, seek it, because you matter to so many people. And that's all I have for this episode. But I seriously urge you guys to make mental health a priority for you. And if somebody you see somebody who is struggling with their mental health, talk to them. Be the voice that they may need. You never know the impact you could have on somebody else. And I know this episode isn't as light and fun as the episodes I usually make, but it is extremely important. So thank you guys for listening, and I urge you to just take in all I have to say and apply it, because your mental health is just as important as any other health issues you may have. So thank you guys, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.